Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Mock, and we are in episode 7 of our series on gossip, going through the essence of Matthew Mitchell's book, Resisting Gossip. And last episode, we looked at resisting gossip with charity, with charitable, loving judgments, as opposed to hurried and prideful judgments. And today, we are continuing in that resisting of gossip, and that in the area of speaking. So Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." So we want to put off gossip and put on edifying speech. That's one way that we can resist sinful speech. Remember, gossip is bearing bad news behind someone's back from a bad heart. So we want to put on bearing good news. And even behind the person's back, in front of the person, and doing so from a good heart. And one of the things that we should consider first is whether or not to say anything at all. And in Proverbs 10:19, it says that many words lead to transgression, and that the wise person is one who restrains his lips. Proverbs 17:27-28 says, "Whoever restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding." And then he says something very notable here. "Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent." So, before we even talk about putting on edifying speech, we should say, you know, most of the time we don't have to say anything at all when we hear something bad about someone. I know this is difficult for us to imagine. Why would we not share bad information about someone? Well, of course, that's the sinful heart at work. That's the old man that is against fellow image bearers. But the new man in Christ doesn't have that mindset, and it rather preserves the relationship that one has with people in Christ. And one way that we just say nothing at all is when we hear something about another person is we keep secrets. You know, we withhold these secrets even from our prayer warrior friends. Sometimes we can cloak gossip in a prayer request, and we reveal something about someone that we shouldn't, but we rationalize, "Well, it's okay because I'm just asking for prayer." Well, before you ask for prayer about something that's pretty sensitive, you might want to, you should ask that person about whom you want to share. You should ask that person for permission. "Can I share this with a couple of my friends that they can then bring this request to the throne of grace as well with me?" And if they say no, then you need to respect that. But give them that option. Don't just presume to share their secrets. Of course, obvious exceptions are when a person is in danger of suicide or domestic violence or something like that. That's not a secret that you want to keep. Okay. And so before we talk about speaking, ask yourself, do you keep secrets? Do you withhold sensitive information, negative information about someone? Do you do that? Are you known for being a guard of the secrets? Or are you known for having loose lips? What would others say of you? So that's, you know, saying nothing at all. But we don't want to just stop there and say nothing about anyone ever. So we're putting on good speech. We commend the commendable. We combat complaining with commendation. We find the good. The author of the book has some good words here. Let me just read a little paragraph or two here. He says, have you ever heard a kid complain about her mom and dad behind their backs? I'm sure you can agree. Yes, you have heard that. She may say, my dad never lets me do anything, or my mom never gives me anything. In most cases, these kinds of complaints are gossip. Have you guys thought about that? Children, have you thought about that kind of statement being a gossipy statement? That's bearing bad news behind someone's back from a bad heart. Instead, kids could and should honor their father and mother by saying things like, my dad takes me places. My mom is kind to me. My dad is the best mechanic. My mom makes the best meals. Or my dad is so funny. He makes me laugh. These are commendable things. The children here are thinking about how their parents have blessed them, thinking about the good things about their parents. This is not to say that there are only good things about their parents, but it's focusing on the good. And then the author says, we adults can do that about our moms and dads too, even if we are older. We can also commend our coworkers, fellow church members, and neighbors, even if most of the time they get on our nerves. So if there is absolutely nothing good to say about a person, do not say anything. But if there is something, anything, then let's hear that. Build people up when they are not around. Bear good news about people instead of bad. Finding the good. Remember, if these are people who Christ died for, if they are part of the vine, if they're fellow branches, then you should expect fruit. You should expect God-glorifying behavior. God has given us all wonderful gifts. And we would do well when talking about them to other people. We would do well to focus on the good. And so another thing about, instead of gossip, we speak, we should talk to the people and not about the people. So if Matthew 5:24 says, if you have something against your brother, then be reconciled and do that quickly. Rather than just talking about the person, it's wise most of the time just to go to the person and ask them and talk with them. Ask them for clarification or bring up the issue that you know to be a sinful issue. Talk about it with them. Go right to the source. Of course, well, what's not gossip is reporting a crime to the police, reporting an unresolved conflict to your pastors and elders, getting your parents involved to help you wisely handle a matter with someone that has hurt you. Those aren't gossip. You're seeking godly counsel from a good heart. If you are, anyways, those would be not gossip. If you are seriously desiring to be reconciled and you require the counsel of another person so that you can talk with the person who has hurt you, sinned against you, that's a wise approach. You need to listen to what trustworthy, wise people have to say. Now, we are talking about people, something I mentioned a few episodes ago, whereas there's the issue of warnings. We should warn people about others, about bad company. 1 Corinthians 15:33 talks about bad company corrupting good morals. And this warning will often not be in front of the subject's face. Paul in Romans 16, 17 says to Romans, watch out for divisive people. Avoid them. So there's a sense in which warnings ought to be given when people are bad people, and they ought to be avoided. If you know harmful people in your lives, you should, and you know someone that might be attracted to that, might be tempted to follow that, we have to warn them. But these warnings should be preceded by prayer and humility and much care. Another thing we can do in speaking instead of gossiping is offer words of mercy. Cultivate that tendency to speak well of another. Talking about edifying speech, for speech that builds up, that's not corrupting talk. Hard, harsh words may be necessary. We're not talking about just using, pleasant words, words that go down well, hard words, hard to swallow communication. That might be necessary, but you should never offer those harsh, hard words from self-interest, but other interest for that person's good. You should never offer those words out of revenge, because then you're taking the place of God. Vengeance is the Lord. You should never be pleased when you have to speak hard, harsh words to someone. You don't get pleasure in someone's reception of very difficult words, unless there is reconciliation, and the result of that is a pleasant thing. But we should be speaking words of mercy and words that build up and words that have as their aim the glory of God, the purity of the church, the good of the person. Finally, instead of gossiping, we speak to and about the Lord. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20 speaks of speech that is full of good words, psalms, thanksgiving, testimonies, prayers, worship. These are good words. Sometimes we're not going to talk to anyone. We just talk to the Lord. The Lord hears us. The Lord knows our pleas for justice. If no one else believes us, if no one else is around to hear us, the Lord knows. And so we always have occasion to praise God, who is worthy of our prayers, worthy of our praise, worthy of our worship. Next time we'll continue in this resisting gossip by looking at listening. Instead of gossip, how we should listen. We'll see you next time.